Simon, after two narrow defeats so far in the league campaign, it's another one tonight. What's your reaction?
Well, I think if anybody was in the ground tonight and they've watched the game, they've obviously seen a result that was sort of not the reflection on how the game went. I thought we were very good, apart from the first 10 minutes where we probably didn't play forward enough, weren't positive enough. But from then on, we were very bright. We passed the ball, we defended well, caused them problems, and second half, there was only one team that was really going to win it because they were on the front foot. We limited them to few opportunities, but we just couldn't get the breaks when you needed it. And you feel for the players in there because they've done everything that you asked them to do. They played with a tempo, they played some good stuff. I thought the combination play at times was good, the movement. So there's a lot of positives, and you see by the reaction of the supporters that people call supporters at times when you lose a game for not sticking with the team. But tonight they were outstanding. The supporters are kept with the team and they were trying to drag that ball into the net. But unfortunately we got a kick in the teeth and not a reflection on how the game went.
Now, after two defeats in the opening two games, I'm sure that was exactly the response you wanted, and a performance that certainly didn't deserve a defeat.
Well, we haven't been far away in both the games. First half at Reading, we were average to say the least, but second half we give them a game. Again, there was nothing in the game first half against Fulham, but we were on top in the second half and should have got something out of that game with a disallowed goal and other opportunities. Tonight is another reflection of not getting what you deserve, but what you do is you're up. You feel sorry for yourself tonight, but you can't let it happen for too long. You've got to make sure when we're coming on Thursday morning, we're ready to go and we keep the belief and take all the positives out tonight against one of the strongest squads in the division. And Nigel and everybody in this ground will know that Derby have been a bit fortunate to have won that game tonight.
As you say, one of the strongest sides in the division, amongst the promotion favourites. Your side can certainly be proud of the performance today, but just that quality in the final third showing for the side who are expected to be at the top of the table this season.
Yeah, and the one area of the pitch that you didn't really want them to have the opportunity in the last 5 minutes, where they've got on the right hand side and the left back's attacking the ball against Ben Pringle. You've got 6'2" left back against 5'8" probably midfielder player. So not an ideal situation, but that's what you have to do. It happens at times. Yeah, we're just unfortunate that some of the good play that we had in around the box, the combination player, Robinson, Doyle and Beckford at times, and Hugo when he came on, didn't lead to any goals which the game required for us.
Is it a case, three defeats so far have all been by the odd goal, is it a case of perhaps the luck just needing to turn for your side?
Yeah, well, you're not going to blame luck for the defeat, but it's somewhere down the line, hopefully the little breaks will come our way. We've not had them over the last few games, but you don't blame luck for anything. You've just got to keep working and keep believing what you're doing. I've said a few times that we didn't start the season as well as we did last year, and ended up finishing 11th in the division. We've got to obviously try and get back to winning ways very quickly, but certainly the belief and the spirit amongst the players was there for everybody to see tonight, that they didn't give up, they kept on going and they asked questions of the opposition, and unfortunately we come out the wrong side of a one goal deficit.
It's the odd goal again, so it doesn't signal as though there's much that needs to change just for your side to be on the right end of a result.
No, that's right, maybe just a little bit the odd break here, or a little bit clever movement or finishing, or a little bit more composure in that final third. But we're working towards trying to rectify that with how we are on the training ground, how we try and go into the transfer market potentially now, and hopefully we keep believing in what we're doing, because we're not a million miles away from what we think is the right things to be done.
Now, no win at Deep Dale now in 8 games. A lot of your reign at this club has been built off strong home form, and about turning that back as quick as possible.
Yeah, of course. Well, you want to win your home games. Fortunately, last year it was a very strong way performance has got us there. So ultimately, it's about picking up as many points as you can over the course of the season, whether it's home or away. But obviously, we like to win at home very quickly. So next home game we've got is in a cup game, and then after that is for a few more weeks. Then, so we've got plenty of games to come. We want to start picking up a couple of points here and there to get the season sort of underway in terms of the points tally.
And you mentioned the transfer market. I have to ask Joe Garner, what's the latest regarding the move to Rangers?
We're expecting him to be having a medical probably in the next 24 hours or so, 48 hours. Personal terms, I think, it's still being discussed. Basically, I've kept the concentration on tonight. Said all along from Saturday and before over the last couple of weeks that as a club we didn't have to sell him, and we didn't want to sell him, But when a bid came in, it's only fair to ask any player if he wants the opportunity to speak to a club and move and have an opportunity to move, if that was to be the case. And George stressed all along that he wanted to pursue the option of maybe going to Glasgow Rangers. So we haven't denied him that, because he's a fantastic servant for us. Fans' favourite, obviously, and supporters will be disappointed in that, but it's not the only fans' favourite to left a football club, and the football club has to keep moving on as well, and that's what we'll keep doing. So it's disappointing, but it was totally down to Joe Garner's decision that he wanted to leave this football club.
As you mentioned there, one of the sort of hometown heroes of the side, but the fans today, although they might have a bit of heartache about seeing him leave, responded brilliantly.
Yeah, I think our supporters have been fantastic. I was going to get one or two people who do more and think they can do better, but that's supporters right up and down the country. So everybody's seen tonight what this group's capable of doing, and without question there'll be additions before the window shuts. There'll be contracts of existing players that will be extended over the next few days, I'm sure of it. So the money that we've got from Joe and his wages, if it all goes through, will be to improve the squad for this season, next season and beyond that. And obviously, if it all goes through, I'll thank Joe for what he's done, because he's been a friend but as well as a fantastic servant. But it's about what the group of players now have got to do over this season and beyond.
So you mentioned there that the money you get from the deal, you'll be looking to reinvest in the squad. Is it important for you wanting to get the deal done so quickly, because you've got 2 weeks left in the window, rather than let it drag and drag, so you can go straight back out into the window actively looking to bring players in?
I expect it to be done in the next 24 hours, 48 hours in the very least. There's one reason why that's not happening. That's not for anybody to know, but it will get done, I'm pretty sure.
As I say, with 2 weeks left now, it's about looking to bring in reinforcements.
We've always been looking to bring in reinforcements into the team. Said last week, we offered, had a bid accepted of £500,000 for Donald Love at Manchester United. So it shows our intent. It's not as if we're not trying to bring players in. That's certainly going to be the case, and I'll guarantee that we will bring players in. It's just getting the right ones, and we will get the right ones. And teams in the Premiership, where we're looking, and Championship even, and making sure they've got all their squads together. So whether it's something's done before this weekend or before Ipswich, we will be having players in without a shadow of doubt.
You manager who would rather sort of see the transfer window concluded before the beginning of the season, so you've got your squad set and so you don't have disruptions like this, or what's your stance?
No, I agree, yeah. It's something that I advocate, that I don't see why the window is still open while the season's on. It upsets players, not just at this football club that we're having to deal with it, but clubs right across the country. You've seen Forestieri not play at the weekend because people have got into his head or whatever and talked about moves. I think the window should be shut on the Friday before the start of the season, because then everybody knows where they are for when it all matters, and that's when obviously the season has started. So whether that can happen or not, but I do think it would be better for football clubs, because you know then what you've got to work with. You know players are not going to have their heads turned until potentially January or anything like that.
And final one from me, before the international break, two away games in the league now. First up, Queen's Park Rangers on Saturday, and I'm sure you'll be looking to see a reaction from your side and get some points on the board.
Yeah, we've just got to keep believing what we're doing, and we're not a million miles away from doing, and with a couple of additions it'll help us along the way, and again, there's no reason why we can't go to QPR and get a positive result, because we've done it many times, and carrying the performance and the belief from tonight into Saturday, then we can go and do that. So there's no confidence, lack of confidence in the players or belief. They're disappointed, frustrated, but they'll certainly be back in on Thursday and we go again for preparations. It's been a tough, difficult start to the season in terms of when you look at where the table is and where we are, but there's certainly no lack of effort and desire from the players, and hopefully points come very quickly.